I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
Started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around, it's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
High five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night. It is 9 p.m. here on the Eastern Seaboard, here at the DDP Yoga Megaplex, which could only mean one thing. It's another episode of DDP Radio, right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins, not Harry from Harry and the Hendersons, as some people in the show might like you to believe. I am looking at you. Paybacks are a bitch, my brother. Joining us is the one and only beautiful and talented, inspirational and motivational Stacey Morris. How are you?
I'm great. It's nice to be back after a week away. How are you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got a lot of stories to tell us from this past weekend in Vegas, so it's going to be a fun show, as always. And, of course, I'm joined by the Benedict Arnold of the group, the man who defamed the very good name of Michael Daniel Mullins himself, Robert McLaren. What's up, jerk?
Oh, not much, dipshit. things are going good, man. A lot of fun with your picture, obviously. And it's just been, you know, busy with everything DDP yoga related.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to be a fun show tonight. And Robert's going to get his muppins. If you guys didn't see it, he posted a new DDP radio promo picture with me as Harry, and Harry from Harry and the Hendersons, which I am not a monkey. I am a man.
Mm-hmm.
It was done.
I've got no comment for that. I've got no comment.
Nothing but love.
Absolutely. But it's going to be a fun show tonight nonetheless. We got a couple callers scheduled who were at Vegas this past week, and it was a great time, and a lot of fun was had by a lot of great people. A lot of people from DDP Yoga came through and came in to wish Dallas well and give him his the respect that he deserves for being honored in such a great way by his peers at the Cauliflower Alley Club. And we also had an awesome DDP Yoga workshop at Vegas, the DDP Yoga Ultimate Sin City Workshop, and it was a great time had by all, so we got a lot of callers calling in tonight, hopefully, to talk about the event, so it should be a fun show tonight.
Absolutely.
I got to get my schedule in front of me here, because I got to do the rundown as this, but Stacey, I wanted to ask you, what was the highlight of your weekend? I know you got to meet a lot of cool people from Team DDP Yoga, some big-time wrestling names, the workshop. What was the highlight of your weekend being out there in Vegas?
Well, it was really, to see DDP honored two nights in a row was just something because, there were so many people there on his behalf. There were two tables full of DDP Yoga, Team DDP Yoga members who had come from all parts of the country. A lot of his friends and family were there, and so many of the, the wrestling legends were just so, supportive of him and what he's done, not just in wrestling, because he had the double honor. He had the wrestling-related award for his career, and then he was given a humanitarian award for, as we all know, the work that he's done through DDP Yoga and all the lives he's changed. I personally, I've known him for about 6 years now, I've never seen him so emotional. He was really, especially that first night, was really overcome, just with the enormity of, all the love being swept his way. So that was a definite highlight. And also, it was so cool to meet some people in person that I had only known previously through cyberspace. You know, Josh and Matt, I had never met them before. Genevieve, Pam East. I'm going to forget some people. Julie Mancuso from New York City. She's a new Team DDP member. Christina, well, I've known her, but it was just great to connect in person with so many wonderful people who were all there for the same reason, and just to support DDP. It was fun.
Absolutely, and I know Dallas, you know, took this award very seriously, as he should. You know, being honored by people who you worked alongside so many years in the wrestling aspect, saying that, hey, we know you're a great worker. You know, we know you're a great wrestler. We respect what you've done in this business, but also to kind of nominate him in outside of the business, saying we respect what you're doing for people, human beings outside of the wrestling bubble as well. So it was a pretty good, great honor for Dallas, I'm sure. And it was great to see him taking it so well. And so many DDP Yoga members coming out. That was really cool.
Oh, definitely. And also the montage that Steve Yu put together. You know, of course, starting with Arthur as the centerpiece. But it was just story after story, and transformation after transformation. And you know, Jake's story was prominently talked about and shown, and just so many people who were just profoundly changed and profoundly grateful for the new lives that they have. And I think there were a lot of people in that audience who were pretty emotional at the end of that clip.
Well, I'd love to see that. I was bummed out I couldn't make it to Vegas.
You would have loved it, Mike. You would have fit right in. All your, you know, all the wrestlers you admire were there. So many old timers and some new people. You guys know the wrestling scene better than I do, but that was cool to just see so many of them milling around.
I think we may have just lost Mike on here.
Oh, okay. I everything went quiet. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, he kind of snapped off.
There you are.
I'm here. I just got the muted and unmuted thing on my on my phone. I don't know what's going on there. Anyways, we got a firsthand report from the Vegas workshop, from the Vegas festivities of the Cauliflower Eye Club. We've got Dave on the line. Is this Diamond Dave Orth by any chance? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, yes. Dave.
Oh, we hear you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
yep,
we hear
here.
You, man. What's going on, brother?
Not much. I'm here, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. We kind of fished for some people to call in tonight who are at the Vegas experience. I'm going to call it that, the DDP Yoga Cauliflower Alley Club experience. And Dave, of course, makes all of these things. And Dave is truly one of my favorite people on the planet. And, of course, I said we got to call Dave and see what was going on because Dave's got the lowdown. Dave's in the in people. He knows where to go, where to be. Have a good time, and what was going on there in Vegas? Was the workshop, man?
I mean, the workshop started off the whole thing, and it was just a great experience. I got in a little bit later Monday in the evening, but I got there, you know, in time for the workout itself, and you know, got to meet, you know, got to see a lot of people that I know in the DDP Yoga family, but I got to meet a lot of new people: Josh McAdoo, Ross Raymond, Cliff Abel, Matt Ellen, Marlon, you know, so many great people. It was really incredible. The workout was great. It was right poolside at the Hard Rock Hotel. You know, brought the energy just like all the other DDP Yoga workshops do, and it was really an incredible experience to start everything off.
Awesome, man. And I know you were there for the wrestling side of things, too. What was the atmosphere like? I know a lot of Team DDP Yoga people came and showed up to show support. Did you get to meet anybody cool that you were looking forward to meeting over there?
Are you talking DDP Yoga family or are you talking wrestlers?
DDP Yoga, whoever you were looking for.
You know, so many people, I think, from the DDP Yoga family that I chat with all the time online, whether it be on Facebook or Team DDP Yoga, getting to put those faces with the people and meet them, you know, face to face, and is always an incredible experience for me, and that's really one of the greatest things about going to these events is meeting all these people. But being there for such a great honor for DDP, you know, getting the two awards, you know, it's just really overwhelming to be a part of that and also see so many of the wrestlers, you know, that I grew up watching as well. You know, just they're just shoulder to shoulder with you walking through the hotel, and it was just kind of overwhelming at times. But you know, getting to see so many of the people that I'm friends with in DDP Yoga, Stacy was there, which was really cool. I think that was probably the biggest surprise of the whole thing, right, Stacy? That nobody knew you were going to be there.
Yeah, I mean, Christina Russell was so great in making that secret group on Facebook. Yeah. But I just didn't want anyone to be burdened with having to, you know, keep the secret. Bill and I really wanted to surprise Dallas. He had no idea that we were going to be there. And we got in after the workshop Monday night, and we just happened to bump into him and Brenda in the hallway of the Hard Rock, and he just flipped. It was so cool. So able to release the information to the public, you know, and I sent personal messages out to everyone, and so that was fun.
Yeah, I think we were out at dinner after the workshop Monday night, and we saw I guess you took a picture at dinner. Maybe you were out to dinner with Dallas and Brent, I don't know, but it looked like you were in a booth somewhere, and that's how we found out you were there, and everybody was so excited that you were there, and you know, couldn't wait to see you and meet you. You have so many people that hadn't met you yet, so they were really excited for the first award ceremony where Dallas got the Humanitarian Award. And as you said, I mean, the video package that they played before he received that award was just, I mean, Steve Yu and the entire DDP Yoga team just does such a great job. I mean, if you can't get emotional over that, I mean, you might be dead inside. I don't know. It was just so emotional how it started off with Arthur and, you know, just all the other so many inspirational stories that, you know, we have all come to learn over time. And some of his peers in the wrestling industry speaking so highly of him, I mean, you just couldn't help but feel emotional about the whole thing. And I know how much it meant to him to have all of us there. I think it was really a big surprise that so many of us were able to make it out and stay for the whole time, the award ceremony for his Humanitarian Award Tuesday, and then the wrestling award that he got on Wednesday night. So, you know, it was really just such an incredible time down there. Everybody was so great. Great time, I think, was had by everybody.
I know Stacy called or messaged me a week ago, week and a half ago, and said, hey, nobody knows, but we're going to be going to the event. She had to let us know for the radio show. And I guess that's because I guess nobody knew. Like, you kept it, like, you know, stealth secret. You had to tell Robert and I just to get off of the night off of the show. But even, like, the night of the show, Robert's like, where's Stacy? I'm like, oh, she's not here. He's like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot. Because you didn't talk about it at all.
I know. I just knew that was the best way to go. Not that I don't trust you guys, but sometimes things just pop out, you know, unintentionally.
Loose lips sink ships, Stacy. So no, you did the right thing. Absolutely. And you know, besides, obviously, like I said, you were the biggest surprise, but, you know, so many of us were at the workshop, but I don't think he really knew how many of us were actually going to be at the award dinners. And I think that really meant, like I said, I think it meant the world to him to have us. We occupied like two or three tables in the room.
Yeah.
Of course, when he got up there to give his speech, we all were, you know, just hooting and hollering and giving him a standing ovation. And I think he really, he got emotional many times during both his speeches for both the awards.
Yeah, he did. It was great.
I just wanted to be there so I could, in person, give a whole ration of shit to Matt Owen. That guy, we were laughing so hard about that. He was following wrestlers into the bathrooms. Hard time, like, to get autographs underneath the stalls and stuff like that. Now they're ruining him about now.
Well, yeah, it's funny, Mike. You know, you're walking around and you know, some of the guys that you've talked about, you know, when you wrestled, Greg the Hammer Valentine was there. You know, he's just walking around. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Terry Funk. You know, you're walking around, and these guys are just like, you know, 2 feet away from you. You know, just nothing's going on, and you're just kind of like standing there and awe. And it's like, you know, I give Matt credit. I didn't have the guts to ask anybody for a picture. I just kind of was like, admiring the fact that I was that close to those guys, you know, just true legends of wrestling and guys that I looked up to and watched when I was a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. And those things are always fun, too, because, you know, you talk to a lot of people on the streets, and a lot of people know who these guys are. Like, you go into a random store, and there's going to be a lot of people who remember Greg the Hammer Valentine, who remember Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Wrestling holds, like, a place in so many people's hearts that, like, it's tied to their childhood, and it's tied to fond memories. And, you know, to have those guys come out there and be able to, like, you know, living, breathing time of a time that's gone past, and it's really nostalgic, and it's also fun, and it's exciting.
Yeah, it really is. It was really, like I said, just such an amazing time, and again, just so great to meet again so many people and get to see Stacy and Bill again. And it's always a fun time when we can all get together at, you know, the workshops, or, you know, the retreat will be here before we know it. You know, we have that coming up soon, but
and I just want to say before I go,
you know, congratulations, Dallas, on both the awards. Had a great time out in Las Vegas. Well deserved. I mean, he, you know, just amazing person, and I think we all can agree on that. And nobody deserved it more.
I agree, man, 100%. Thank you so much for calling, brother.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
And I also want to.
All right.
I apologize that Robert could not make it. He's legally not allowed in Vegas from an incident back in 1994, but he sends his best wishes to everybody that was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like one of the smaller states that I'm banned from, so it's not a big deal.
bad time.
I'm looking at the program, guys, from the Cauliflower Alley. I wanted to mention that one of our past guests, Beth Phoenix, was awarded the Ladies Wrestling Award, and her speech was really inspirational and wonderful.
Yeah, she's a big DDP Yoga person. She's in unbelievable shape, and she credits DDP Yoga to changing her whole physique, flexibility wise, and a lot of stuff. We have had her on the show before. She's a really, really sweet lady. I've met her before a couple times. And, she's got a great story as well. And, of course, she's married to one of the greatest WWE champions of all time, Edge. And I guess he was there as well.
He was there. That was a really nice moment.
Absolutely. And it really is. Wrestlers have this tough guy bravado, this tough guy image they have to uphold. And to be able to go in there and talk about, you know, what this meant to them, you know, is a big deal. And to kind of shed that tough guy image for a little bit and be real with people, it was really important. And I think it's easy to do that around people who you trust, your peers, people that you've been on this ride with for 25, 30, 40 years. Really cool to just get out there and, you know, talk about the business, their lives, and what it's meant to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, you know who else was there that I remember? Jimmy Hart. So cool. Mouth of the South. And he looks the same.
Oh,
he hasn't aged today. It's amazing.
Hair dye.
He's got the same haircut. He looks exactly the same. And that guy's got a ball of energy about him that you would not believe. WWE still uses him today for promotional appearances because they know they can send him out and he'll be all talking to everybody and he'll be chitter-chattering with everybody. He's a great tool to have in their arsenal. He looks exactly the same. I don't think he's put on a pound, hasn't lost a pound. His hair is exactly the same.
But
we're going to bring on another guest right now, and you guys may know him as the Ass Kicking Alaskan, and apparently he's a celebrity from DDP Radio now, according to him, because he went to the Vegas workshop and everyone recognized him from DDP Radio. We're talking about him, so we're going to bring on the Ass Kicking Alaskan, Josh McAdoo.
How's it going?
Hey, Josh.
Hey,
did you recover?
What was that?
Did you recover? It took me a few days.
It took me a few days. What was sad is I think I left before everybody, and I got back to Alaska after everybody got back home, even people that were going to the East Coast. So that was a rough transition. But, I had a blast, and just being down there and seeing everybody, like, you know, your adrenaline's kind of up, and it's just like this
really positive thing, you know. And I mean, we were getting probably about 4 hours of sleep maybe a night, but it didn't matter because it was just like off to the next event, whether it be the workshop or the awards. And it was just kind of one cool thing after another, and it was just this real good kind of family vibe. And yeah, it was just awesome. I'm glad that I decided to make the trek down there, and it worked out with my schedule. So it was great.
Awesome. I know you were super
excited.
Yeah, and the surprise appearance from Stacy was awesome, because there's a few people that I was hoping that would show up and go, and you know, with schedules and whatnot, there's people that couldn't make it, and so I was kind of bummed. And to hear that Stacy was there, I was like, oh my gosh, like, now I get to see Stacy. So that was one of my highlights. And you know, you talk to these people and you see them online and you encourage them, and they encourage you, and then you actually finally get to meet is a really cool experience. It can be emotional, you know, thing, but it was just really cool to be able to have that experience. And, you know, I went down there to try to support Dallas and give back to what he's given me in the last 2 years plus. And again, as always, the way Dallas is like, I left there with him giving me, you know, more in advice or whatever, and than I think I gave him. But it was awesome to be there. The video, the night of the humanitarian award, was super emotional. I thought I was gonna be fine. I thought I'd get a little teary, maybe, you know, a little water in the eyes, but I was a blubbering mess with the rest of our crew. So, but it was really cool to be there and see that. And then to be able to chat with all of the, you know, the team, it was, I can't say, you know, enough good things. And then, of course, seeing all the wrestlers, you know, was really cool. I was nervous that I might not be able to, like, talk with some of them, you know, just because you idolize them for so long or whatever. But it was really easy to talk with them and just treat them like, you know, just like they are. They're human beings, and they put their shoes on the same way that we do and have the same struggles and all that. So it was pretty cool to see all those guys and girls.
And Josh, I know you personally had a great, and this is what, you know, Dallas is one of those guys that's always giving back, always inspiring people. And this was an award about him. This is all about him. But I hope I'm not speaking out of line here. Dallas took you aside and actually talked about you, about your life, and kind of got you on track with some things that you've been struggling with personally. And kind of just, like, you know, gave you a little pep talk, or like a 45-minute motivational speech at the bar that I know meant the world to you. Talk about, like, Dallas giving back when, you know, he doesn't need to. It's all about him, and he's sitting there worrying about you, what's going on with you in your life.
No, I know, exactly. It's kind of, you know, it was awesome, but it's kind of bullshit at the same time, because it's like, dude, I'm here for you. Like, it's all about Dallas, you know. But it was really cool to just have him, you know, take that moment. And, you know, when he's so busy and got so much stuff going on, he still had time for everybody, you know. He's still there, you know, showing people, you know, what DDP yoga is and dynamic resistance. And it's like, it's just an awesome feeling to be a part of that and to be able to get that kind of attention, you know. And I'm working on, you know, telling myself that I have a lot of self-worth and I do a lot of good, instead of just always helping others, just try to kind of look into myself a little bit more and say, hey, I am good enough, you know. I do a lot of good things, so it's always hard to hear that. But Dallas just kind of has his way of telling you that, you know. In so
absolutely,
many words,
and
yeah,
I want to.
If
you ever go to a DDP yoga workshop or anything like that, there's a lot of people there. Like, there's like usually over 100 people at a workshop or an event Dallas is going to. But Dallas has this unique ability to, even in the biggest crowds, give you a personal moment, something that you can hold on to and feel like was special. When you meet him, it's just a bizarre kind of way he has about him to take even the biggest crowds and be able to single it down to just you and him and having a moment with him. And you walk out of it not feeling like you were in a cattle line of autographs or pictures. You actually come with it, you know, thinking, I had a moment with DDP. You know, we talked, we had a personal connection, and he has a unique ability to do that, even in the largest crowds. Do you agree, Robert and Stacy?
Mm-hmm.
he has a way of just, you know, one-on-one, just making it seem like it's you and him. And he really cares, especially if somebody's struggling. He wants to hear about it.
Yeah, I've been to two workshops now in the last 4 months. And it's so awesome to just sit back and watch people kind of like have those experiences. And then they like, they're either in line or it's after they had the picture or, you know, that he came by and said hi to them. But they're like, oh my God, he came over to me. And it's like, it's really cool to see people get so amped up. And it's like, it's just like an uplifting thing to see that, you know, kind of just how he gives back. And just, again, like Mikey said, he makes it all about you, even though it should be about him, you know, and it's like he's just amazing at that. So it was awesome to see it again firsthand and have the honor to be asked to come down to an event like that. So
absolutely, man. And I want to know, what's the lowdown on Matty Owen edge in the bathroom? We got to get it straight from the horse's mouth. What happened? Because we were giving Matty a whole bunch of...
I know you've been riding him pretty hard. You know, I don't want to give it away. If he's on the line, I want to hear it from him. You know, I want to hear his story because it's a lot more entertaining to hear it from him on how he just happened to randomly, you know. I think there was something about an autograph under the bathroom, so I don't know. It's all rumors right now, you know.
It's Matty Owen Gate 2015. We're going to find out what happened at the Cauliflower Eye Club one way or another. Thanks for calling, Josh. I appreciate it, man. I'll give you a call this week, brother.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys. Take care.
It was a fun time. And that's the thing with DDP Yoga people. We're all giving each other crap. You know, Robert, I can attest that I take more crap than anybody on the whole team. Robert's riding me pretty hard, but we all like to screw around with each other. No ill will is meant. Maddie, we're not riding you too hard that you asked Edge for autograph underneath the bathroom stall. We're just fooling around, brother. We have another caller on the line. Ross is on the line, and I gotta apologize to Ross because he texted me today. I was at the doctor's for a lot of the day today. I got an infection going on, so I didn't get a chance to text him back, but I will text you back after the show. But Ross, what's going on, man?
Oh, you know, another day living the dream, my friends.
Oh, awesome.
Hey, Ross.
So, Ross, I know you made the trip from, you're in Canada, right?
Correct.
From Canada over. How was the experience for you, man?
Oh, it was unbelievable. And, again, I don't want to give Josh McAdoo too much credit, but that guy made the trip so worth it. You know, I felt like we were pretty tight before, but I made even better friends over that trip. Not to even mention the awards, the wrestlers, and the workshop. It was quite a milestone for me, though. The workshop on the Monday actually marked my 2-year anniversary of doing DDP Yoga. And what a way to celebrate it.
Yeah, that's a great way to kick it off year number 2, man.
Yeah, exactly. And certainly, you know, walking out of that, you can't help but feel motivated and inspired and feel like, you know what, I've come this far. Let's take it to another step. Let's see where else this can take it. And, you know, getting to meet so many different members of Team DDP Yoga. Stacy was a great surprise, and, you know, getting to meet Christina and, I mean, my goodness, who wasn't there? It was a who's who. I even got to meet Garrett, the infamous Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
I got a red headband and everything.
Nice. Garrett's one of my favorite.
Oh, yeah, and you know what? We even managed to get a few interviews recorded while I was out there. So, you know, there's some unique experiences that are going to continue to be shared. But my biggest thing is I don't want to be back to work, man.
Oh, it's always tough, man, coming back from a vacation like that, to go back to work and get back into the real world.
Well, and I came back for one day. I worked one shift, and then I found out that they were doing a screening of Jake the Snake Roberts, the Resurrection of Jake the Snake, in Calgary. So I drove 160 miles up there for that, got to see Steve Yu. We did our recorded interview up there. So it was almost like going back on vacation just to come back to reality yet again.
That's a humbling experience, huh?
Oh, man. And just the Q&A afterwards, the crowd gave him a almost 5 minute standing ovation. And I know they're not one to toot their own horn. They actually got best documentary at the Underground Film Festival in Calgary.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
So now they're an award-winning documentary.
Yay.
They are going around. They're touring with that thing for a little bit. They got a couple stops, I know, coming up. What did you think of the film, Ross?
Well, you know, having been around for the last 2 years and having watched even before I started DDP Yoga with all the clips with Scott and Jake, you know, I kind of had a good idea of what was going to be in there, and I'd seen a lot of the clips. But I said to Steve, I give him huge props. The way they put it together, I got choked up, man. I did. And I'm not ashamed to say it. Whether you're a wrestling fan or not, this is a story about being human. And something that whether you've dealt with, you know, addiction or demons, everyone can relate to that different struggle in life. And, man, what an amazing job they've done. Apparently, though, every time they've shown it, it's been a slightly different cut. So no matter where you see it, you're getting that unique experience of seeing it for the first time in that form.
Awesome, man. I know they've worked very, very hard on that for the past couple months. And I'm really excited to see that where that goes and where they take this. It's such a unique story and a story, a human story, like you said. And I lost you. We have Steve on the line, I believe. Robert, is that correct?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. I thought you said we had Steve Yu on the line. He texted me something about Steve. I thought we had Steve Yu on the line. Never mind. I'm sorry. Ross, so tell us, what was the feel like at the documentary? What was the feel like at the presentation of the movie? People digging it, people crying, people laughing. It's such a full-rounded story.
Yeah, it was an interesting crowd. There was definitely, you know, people who were there because they were doing the Comic-Con that weekend, too. So there were definitely some wrestling fans. But there was a lot of fans of just documentary movies and stuff. And by the end, you know, everybody sort of walked out feeling like they had been touched in one way. No matter which area of their life it touched, everybody was able to recognize the amazing story, how far they had come. And to see Jake walk out and, you know, he's got that head held high and he's proud. And, you know, they're asking him questions. And I think my favorite one that I hadn't heard before, you know, how come you weren't here? How come you didn't watch the movie with us? And he said, because I hate that guy. It sucks watching that because I hated that guy. And so if you get an opportunity to go check it out, I strongly urge check out The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, whether it's in movie theater or when they do. Steve, you told me they are going to try to find a way to get it out to the mass public once they're done touring all the small film festivals and stuff. But I'm hoping this gets a little bit more attention than just the film festivals because it's a very well put together documentary, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And not to get too, you know, business side of it, but, you know, it's a built-in audience. You've got a mass of wrestling fans as well as a mass of people who have followed Jake through DDP Yoga and the DDP Yoga, you know, .com and the Facebook. There's a lot of people who want to consume this story. There's a lot of people who want to see this story. So if they get it out, whether in DVD or film or cinematic or whatever it's going to be, there's a lot of people who want to see it. And you have a built-in audience in the wrestling fans and in the DDP Yoga community that I think this film, you know, could resonate with a lot of people.
Well, a lot of people got a taste of that story when, unfortunately, he was picked up by TMZ with that incident in a wrestling match a few years ago. So there's a lot of non-wrestling fans that I think would still come back and see it to hear the happy ending to the last taste they got of Jake the Snake. Because whether you're a wrestling fan or not, pretty much everybody knows, oh, the snake guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's one of those characters that resonated with a lot of people. The name itself, Jake the Snake, rolls off the tongue so well that you can, you know, it's a name that people remember.
And you know what? Maybe the highlight of my weekend there was the Sunday night, Josh and I sitting there watching the wrestling in the hotel. And just seeing Jake, he popped his head out from behind the curtains, and he didn't even wrestle that night. He just stood there and watched the wrestling, but I managed to get a shot of him. They're wrestling in the ring, and he's got the biggest smile on his face. Just an absolute poop-eating grin, just loving what he's seeing, and you could tell that he has the passion back for that. So,
Absolutely, man. And I'm glad you had a great time, man. Thank you for calling in, brother. And,
no worries. We'll
sorry
talk
I didn't
soon,
get
Mike.
Back. I've been I was at the doctor's for most of the day today, but I will text you back later tonight, man.
Well, you got an infection without even going to Vegas. That's impressive.
I was going to say that. I got an I wasn't even in Vegas.
There you go. Have a good night, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Ross. Take care.
Take care.
So I think the general consensus every time we have a DDP yoga event, it's just a great time. It doesn't necessarily have to be a wrestling event or a DDP yoga event. Hell, it can be both. But people around people that are like-minded, that, you know, believe in the same cause that they do, are trying to get where they are getting, who believe in the program, who are wrestling fans, whatever it may be, when you're around the DDP yoga community, it's always a great time. So many amazing people, so many amazing stories, and it's hard not to go to these events, and it's hard to go to these events and not be inspired. It's just one of those things. No matter what you do, you're going to find somebody whose story connects with you, and you're going to make lifelong friends because of it. We talked to Dave Orth. I've known Dave since my first day here at DDP Yoga, him milling around the chat room with Sparky and Robert, just a few people, and to see where it's grown, and, you know, having been there with Dave from day one, and now the evolution of that, and I'm, you know, talking with Josh McAdoo every night, and just so many great people you meet and connect with, and Stacy and Robert, and it's just an amazing experience, and it's a human connection, and say what you will about the internet, it's brought people together from all parts of the world, all who believe in the same thing and are trying to get to the same place we all want to be at, and that's healthy and happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got word from Robert that we have a man who's under a little bit of fire here. He's called to stick up for himself. I think we have Matty Owen on the line.
Ooh.
I'm here, man. I'm here.
Should I have been giving you a ration of shit on me?
I washed my hands before I shook his hand, all right?
I got to get the full lowdown from this, because according to McAdoo, you saw him get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the ceremony, and you stood up and you followed him into the bathroom to get a picture. Now, let's get the true story. Let's get the real story and put this to bed once and for all.
No, that's not true. I got up and I went to the restroom, and on my way out, he passed me, so I walked down the hall a little bit, just away from everybody, and waited for him to come out so it wouldn't seem like, you know, awkward, like standing right outside the bathroom. But we were actually in the hallway a little bit. I just asked him how to get a picture real quick and before everything got crazy the rest of the night, and he said sure. So I snapped it real quick and shook hands, and he said, hey man, I promise I washed my hands. I said, yep, me too. And we went our separate ways.
All right, well, that's the question is, next week we're going to put you up on a lie detector test to find out if that's the actual story, like a whole, it's not the father type of thing. DDP Radio, it is not the story. Matt Owen literally followed him into the bathroom.
Well, I just got a message from an informed source and found out that your name has actually been changed to Mark Owens.
Oh, my God. Ross Raymond. I guess I gotta keep it short because I'm actually I'm helping coach my son's baseball team. But I just wanted to call in and tell you guys a couple of things really quick. The first thing was at the workshop. I got my first chance to do a one-on-one with someone. Dallas asked me if I would mind helping an older gentleman. I believe he was in his 60s, named Bob Johnson. He was a Canadian wrestler for about 30 years, and he's severely diabetic. And he has kind of a hunch on the top of his back behind where his neck connects to his shoulders. So I spent the workshop working with him, and it was such a rewarding experience. He gave it his all when the Diamond Dozen portion of the workshop was over. Dallas said, okay, he's done. He can, you know, good job, Bob. You're done. And so I jumped into the workout for a few minutes, and I was upside down and down dog, and I noticed Bob was up. He's like doing stuff again. So he ended up finishing the entire workshop. We just took a break when he needed to, and he was a real trooper and made it all the way through. And I was just really impressed with him. And
awesome, man.
And that was a lot of fun. And the other thing that was really awesome is if anyone's ever spent any time with Dallas at all, they know the guy never stops working. After the first night of the awards, he invited us all to come to the bar at the Hard Rock where he was staying. And I watched him at 3 a.m. explaining to a young lady dynamic resistance and taking her through a few moves right in the middle of the bar, people all around. He didn't care. I mean, that's how passionate he is about this, you know, and a lot of people would find the success he has and they'd be like, okay, well, all my stuff's selling good. You know, I'm good to go. We had a good time at the workshop. That's great. But not Dallas. He's just always working, always, you know, trying to get people turned on to the program. So it was a really awesome night. That was probably my favorite night of the two, was just seeing him work with people on a personal level.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And it's great. You know, when DDP Yoga started, like we've said before, it wasn't a big boom. There wasn't a ton of people around here. I think Team DDP Yoga, when I started, had like almost maybe 1,500 members. And now it's just blown up huge. Robert probably has the numbers of where it's at now. But the thing is, it was easier back then for him to connect with people personally, to take the time to show someone something or message them back personally or give them a call personally. I don't know how, now that it's grown to this level, Dallas possibly keeps up with that kind of stuff. I know he's got people around him that help him and guide him where to go and tell him, you know, get back to this person. But still, the ability he has to be personal with you and take the time and remember your name and remember where you're from and give you tips or pointers or a little bit of motivation or advice or excitement or whatever it may be, the ability he has to do that when it's grown to such huge, huge like momentum is unbelievable. And I can't possibly think he can keep this up forever because it's going to get to a point where DDP Yoga is uncontrollable and he doesn't have the time to do that anymore. But the fact that he's done it this long is unfreaking believable. I know Stacey and Robert can attest on social media and emails and getting back to people. And when I'm with him, his phone doesn't leave his side. He's always constantly messaging somebody or calling somebody or news or whatever it may be.
Yeah, it's amazing. I don't know how he does it.
Robert, where are we at Team DDP Yoga now? Do you know approximately how many members we have over there?
I can tell you. Give me just a second. I'll look it up.
All right.
I got to dive in here real quick, guys. I got to go. I got to run some girls with some kids. But thanks for getting me on. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
Thank
have
you.
A great
Thank you for calling.
For
time.
Yeah, you
All right, Maddie.
Have a good night.
You
Take
too.
Care, bro.
Bye-bye.
I was just curious about the Team DDP Yoga thing because I remember when I first started, there was like a big deal because we had just hit like 1,300 people. Like it was like oh, I can't believe it. We're over 1,000. We got 1,300 people, and it was a big deal. And I know we've gotten a lot more since then. But just thinking of where it's come from and how he has the ability to, you know, still get back to people, I would be like, screw you. You know how much money I'm making right now? I'm not getting back to you.
We're at 57,745.
Are you kidding me? I was gonna guess like 15,000. Wow. That is unbelievable, man.
Yeah. When I joined in 09, we were somewhere around between 5 and 6, I think, and maybe less. It's
wow.
Just, it's grown so much.
Yeah, it's absolutely. And I got in before the Arthur boom. I call it the Arthur boom when his video hit and everything just blew up from there. And you guys, I know, Robert, you worked so hard down in Florida shipping things out. You know, Dallas
oh, yeah.
came down there, and I know Ray Lloyd came down there, and everyone was helping just trying to get product out there because you weren't expecting this huge boom. And I came in before that, and I remember thinking to myself, okay, they can't possibly grow any more than it's grown now. This is its big push. This is our moment of, you know, validation. This is our moment of, you know, 15 minutes of fame, if you will. And ever since then, it just seems to be one thing after another. It just keeps pushing this program to the next level. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just there's always something else coming up. I mean, you can only be featured on the Today Show and things like that so many times. But you know, we still get orders, you know, and customers from those kind of things and the new things that we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And the app is going to take everything to the next level. And the thing about Dallas is, you know, I come from the music business. I've worked in radio since, you know, 2000. We call them the bands who grow get a following, you know, organically. We call them road dogs because they go out there and they tour the small clubs. They go out there and tour, you know, the little venues, and they get some people who like the band who come to see them next time. And there's a little bit more people. Then you come next time, there's a little bit more people, and they're always touring, trying to, you know, accumulate an audience. And I kind of liken that to Dallas Page too, is because he does the interviews. He does. the Today Show in front of millions of people, but then he'll do that Podunk podcast in, you know, Kentucky that like 15 people are listening to. He goes out there and sells a product that he believes in, and he doesn't, if it's too small, he's not going to crap all over it. He's going to go out there and do it, and when he can sell his product and tell people what he believes in and tell them what he's so passionate about, he's going to do it. And that's how he's acquired an audience. You know, going out there and talking to people one-on-one, you know, being that road dog, getting out there and working, not just putting out your thing and expecting it to blow up on its own. He goes out there and works it more than anybody I've ever seen in my life. He has a motor on him that you would not believe. People coming up to him at 3 o'clock in the morning, after he's had a long, long, long day, he still gives him the same energy as the people he's getting at when he first woke up, full of energy and piss and vinegar. And he's just one of those guys that has a personality that screams, talk to me, because people do. They feel so comfortable going up and talking to him like they've known him their entire lives. I know, Stacey, you've got an appearance coming up as well, don't you, in New York. Has it already happened yet, or is it coming up soon? Or?
Well, I have a few things upstate. Actually, tomorrow I'm going to be on National Public Radio at the Albany, New York outlet, but you can listen online. It's WAMC.org. And I'll be on tomorrow at about 10 minutes after 11 a.m. Eastern time, talking about clean comfort. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, that's amazing. That's awesome. Kind of like Dallas, things start organically. You know, it all started with a seed, planted with a seed, you made a change, and now you're able to, you know, build off that change. And you've made this into a little bit of a career for yourself, going out there speaking and doing your book signings and personal appearances and stuff like that. And like Audrey Lee, who I get a kick out of, she's an awesome girl. She just wrote on the chat, there's always some place to go, and there always is. You know, you, Stacey, you've taken your story and you've inspired so many people with your story. Started with you needing to be the one to be inspired. So there's always some place to go. There's always somebody you can touch.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And now the team has grown so much, and there's so many people connected now through social media, and I just love seeing the pictures and the videos of the accomplishments of people getting stronger or smashing a milestone, you know, or realizing, you know, that their habits have changed without really having to force it. It just sort of happens organically. You just take one step at a time, and you know, things kind of just roll along if you really choose your direction of what you want.
Absolutely. And your life has taken you somewhere completely unexpected. Robert, I'm sure you growing up, you know, as a wrestling fan and a fan of all these guys, I didn't think you would expect that you'd be in the mix of all this either. I certainly didn't expect to be in the mix of all this growing up. It's crazy where life takes you. And like Audrey said, there's always some place you can go. Like Dallas says, there's always some place you can go. You just go wherever, you know, kind of life takes you. And it's crazy the journey that life can take you on sometimes. Robert, when you were a kid, and I'm sure you watched DDP on the radio, on TV, and I'm sure you saw these stars on TV that you grew up watching, did you ever think you'd be sitting there, you know, having a daily conversation with the three-time world champion Diamond Dallas Page?
Oh, well, no, of course not. I mean, who would ever think of that? I would have been pretty stoked to learn about, you know, the things that I get to do and the people that I've interacted with and worked with over the years. So, I mean, and all that, every bit of that started with Chris Canyon. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be sitting here tonight.
Yeah, and it was kind of almost like a fateful way that you met him too and came into his life. I know you were really close with Chris, and it all happened just kind of organically, and it's crazy how life just kind of takes you somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
and,
it's just,
you know, I know you're good friends with Chris, and that's another thing. You're good friends with the former, you know, WCW United States Champion. It's just something you don't expect. I know when I was a kid, if I expected to be, you know, on Diamond Dallas Page Radio every week, the fat, awkward kid with a head twitch in high school probably wouldn't have seen that coming. I had big dreams, but honestly, I wasn't expected to do very much. And it's crazy where life takes you and the things you get to do. And sometimes you take that for granted. Sometimes you got to look at yourself through your kid's eyes and saying, look what I've done. Would the 15-year-old me ever think that this would have ever happened?
Yeah, absolutely. And you were actually talking you were actually talking about Audrey a minute ago. We actually have her on hold.
Oh, okay. Audrey, hello.
Oh, Audrey. Hi, guys. What's up?
Hey, hey, what's Audrey. Going on, kid?
Not a whole lot. I'm actually getting over a, well, I really don't know what this is. I've been calling it laryngitis, but who knows? I just had a really bad sore throat after Vegas, so you're getting the first of me talking other than my kids that I teach at school. So.
Awesome. I know you
sound good.
Well, thank you.
I know you've had a big couple of weeks with, you know, you went to WrestleMania. I was digging your WrestleMania post because you were keeping me informed of what's going on in the audience. But also, you were at the Vegas thing too, weren't you?
Yeah, so it's been a wrestling whirlwind for like 2 weeks. So it has been so surreal because I've been a fan since 94, since I was 4 years old. And I just had no idea I would ever get this close to the industry that I just loved so much because I didn't talk about being a fan for the longest time, not till college. Then all of a sudden, 2 years after I graduated college, all this starts happening. It's crazy.
So what was your highlight for the weekend? I know you met a lot of good big stars. I know you went to the workshop. What was your big moment for the weekend? What was it that made you say, I'm glad I went to this?
For sure, when I met Scott Hall again, because I met him just in line at Access, for WrestleMania Access, I met him. He signed a my cousin's razor that she had from 94, and he recognized it, and I think that's why he remembered me. But the foam razor thing, I think he was like, oh, you're the girl with the razor. And but he recognized me again on my way into the workshop at the Hard Rock Hotel, because we were looking around, nobody knew where this thing was. I was asking hotel staff, where's the pool, where's this, and they're all giving me different directions. Finally I see Garrett, and I say, oh, thank God, because I'm good friends with Garrett. And I'm like, okay, where do I go? So then all of a sudden I'm looking around, oh my God, there's Scott. And then so I ran over and he said, oh, hey girl, what's going on? He gave me a big hug, and that was like completely surreal. Because for he was in the first match I ever saw like the first match that ever held my attention when I was 4 years old. So it was him and Shawn Michaels that got me hooked as a wrestling fan. So, and I've met them both in the past month, Scott Hall twice. So that was probably my biggest highlight of the weekend. But just the events themselves were surreal too. Like they had one restaurant that was open 24 hours at the hotel. Unfortunately, it was a TGI Fridays. But anyway, we would go in, and at certain parts of the day, and it seemed like there was a professional wrestler, a manager, or somebody that had worked in a wrestling promotion around in that area. Like having dinner, having breakfast, whatever it was. I had breakfast with JR in the next table. So, cool. And then another time I saw Scott again. I had dinner with him sitting behind me. And so, and as soon as I got up, we made eye contact and I said, you following me?
Oh, that's awesome. And it's so cool for like someone like you, and especially someone like me, too, who's grown up this whole life. Like for us, you know, wrestling is it. Like, you know, you ask us, would we want to meet, you know, Brad Pitt or Roddy Piper? We're going to say Roddy Piper every time because we're such huge wrestling fans. And for us, those are like as big as it gets. You know, they're so ingrained in our childhood. And to be able to go to an event like that where everyone's just kind of milling around and you're just like, all right, well, there's JR, there's Scott Hall, there's Jake Roberts. It's just like it's almost overwhelming when you go to these things.
Exactly. And what made it even more overwhelming, too, just not even from the wrestling side of things, is like everybody was saying, this was like a mini DDP yoga retreat. Like, it was like a 3-day crash course. Like, okay, here's everybody that you've been talking to online all in front of your face right now. And it's like, oh my God, it was overwhelming in that sense, too. Because you're thinking, on one hand, oh, there's all these people that I've grown up watching. On your other hand, it's like, well, here's all these inspirational people who are just, you know, they're awesome because you've gotten to know them online. And it's just, it was a lot to take in, I got to tell you. And especially having Stacy there, that was a huge surprise. I think we were having dinner at some point, and somebody on their phone said, oh, there's a picture of, Stacy with Dallas. And I was like, oh, my God, she's here. So we all freaked out at the table. So it was like Stacy was a celebrity there too.
Well, it was so fun to meet everybody that I've never met. That was really one of the highlights for me.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you asked me what, like, the moment that was it. There were just so many, you know, regards to wrestling and DDP yoga. It was cool to hear Dallas say in his speech. His speech was awesome, by the way. It always is. But I just like hearing him talk, personally. But because you feel so energized. But the speech for his humanitarian award, I loved how he said, people always ask, Dallas, how are you so damn positive? And he said, I work at it every single day. To me, that made it, like, achievable for anybody. You can work at it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not something that you just have. You know, you can work at being positive. So that was just an amazing message. I don't think I'd heard him really articulate that before quite that way.
Yeah, that's a great point, because we don't always wake up, you know, singing and whistling and you know, radiating positive. Sometimes you do have to make an effort to turn it around.
And that's with anything in life, too. People think, I'm not born musical. I'm not born artistic. I'm not born to work, born to eat health. No one's really born to anything. It's you have to work on it. You have to, you know, get yourself to that point. You know, there's some people who are musically inclined, or, you know, have, you know, the gift of, you know, moving their fingers a certain way. But in any kind of skill or life achievement, it's something you're going to have to work at. You talk to any actor who's at the top of their game, talk to any wrestler, musician, athlete, not something they picked up a baseball bat and were MVP of the World Series. These kids have been doing this since they were probably 4 years old to get to where they want to be. And it's a great point that if you want to be an astronaut, at 30 years old, if I got on, started studying and got into school, in probably 20 years I could be an astronaut if I wanted to. It's just getting there and doing what you have to do to get to the level where you want to be at, and it takes time and it's work. And that's what people don't think. The quick answers: if you want to be positive, you got to work at being positive, just like you have to work at anything else. The difference between the dreamers and the doers is the work that's done between the doing and the dreaming. And that's what people don't get, is the work that goes in between. We all have goals, we all have dreams, but sometimes we don't want to work for those dreams and actually put the effort in to get to where we want to be. It's just more fun to say, I'm dreaming about it.
Right. And, well, even these two trips I've taken in the last month, WrestleMania and going to the CAC, you know, awards to support my friend, Diamond Dallas Page. That's so weird to say. But even to just go to those two things, I had to set a goal and say it. I had to take it from, oh, I wish I could go to WrestleMania. Oh, I wish I could go to these DDP yoga retreats. And, you know, that's still a goal for me. I still got to make it to a retreat. Not going to happen this year, but maybe next year. And just to have met so many people that mean so much to me, both in wrestling and DDP yoga, I had to make that happen. You know, I had to make it financially a goal for myself. And I had to work on all the details to make sure I got there. And, you know, all that. It was work. I mean, it's a big work in.
You made something else happen too, Audrey. You're recently certified, so congratulations on that.
Oh, I'm not certified quite yet. I'm in the finishing phases, but thank
you. Oh, I thought you were. Oh.
No. Okay. I sent him everything but my last video, the yoga doc, and he's reviewing everything. So it's not official yet, but I've finished my hours.
Any minute. Okay. Well, we can't wait to hear the announcement.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Audrey. Thanks for keeping me up to date on WrestleMania through the pictures and stuff like that. I appreciate that. And we'll talk to you soon, all right?
You bet, man. See you later.
Thanks for calling in.
And that was a fun show tonight. We got to recap Vegas, got to hear some cool stories. And I'm so out of the loop with that kind of stuff because I spend a lot of time. I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook. I usually just post and then peace out. I don't really go through the groups or anything like that. I know I should be involved in all that, but it's just a lot for me to take in sometimes. So I'm kind of out of the loop with everything going on, and to hear everything that went on in Vegas and all the fun stuff was pretty cool to hear. I want to throw this out here real quick. Stacy just put this up in the chat, but don't forget tomorrow, Clean Comfort interview. Stacy Morris is going to be making an appearance on the public radio, WAMC.org at 11:11 a.m. That's a station out of New York. And I'm excited to hear that as well. So, Stacy, good luck tomorrow on your interview.
Thank you.
And Robert, as always, thank you so much for manning the technical side of things, as well as giving your important insight into the world of DDP yoga.
No problem.
And I tell you this, I will pay you back somehow. I may not be inclined in Photoshop, but I'm going to kick in the nuts or something for that Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind.
All right, man. Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. And we'll see you guys next week. DDP Radio is live every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at ddpradio.com. Don't forget, for past episodes, hit up on iTunes, or you can go right here at ddpradio.com and scroll down. And we got a whole bunch of episodes on demand for you to listen to whenever your heart so desires. Once again, Stacey Morris, 11:11 a.m., WAMC.org. Great interview tomorrow. And until next time, keep dreaming, keep doing, keep putting in the work in between, and own your lives, my friends. See you guys.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.